text you back. But they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Well, we talked to Kelly about her date with Gerard. And she's trying to find out what happened. Why she's being ghosted. So time to find out what Gerard has to say about all this. He's on the phone with us now. Hi, Gerard. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Well, we're calling to talk about Kelly because she got a hold of us. She told us you guys met on Match. And she thought, you know, after a couple drinks and some food that things went well, had a great conversation. But then she hasn't heard anything back from you, and she thought you guys were going to at least go out again. So you remember Kelly, right? Because you're not saying anything right now. Does this ring a bell?
I absolutely remember Kelly. I totally messed that date up.
Okay, that's right. Interesting because she thought you guys had a really good time. So what do you mean by you messed it up?
Well, I mean, I was super nervous, and so I got there early, and I had three drinks, and actually, a friend of mine came in, and I was telling him, like, you know, I'm super nervous about, you know, the state coming up, and he's like, quick, do a couple shots, and so I had like two more shots, and then I had another beer. And,
okay. So what you're saying is
you were drunk.
You were drunk by the time Kelly came in.
Yes, yes. I was totally wasted, and I barely remember anything. And I'm just afraid that I did something or said something really stupid or acted stupid, and I don't know. I'm just too embarrassed to call her back.
Okay, now I'm even more confused. Okay, of course, Kelly's on the phone. Kelly, she's been listening in. So, Kelly, did you not notice you had a drunk guy across the table from you?
To be honest, I did not notice that Gerard was drunk.
I don't know if that's a good thing, because sometimes if you don't notice, it's that they're really good at it, because they do this a lot. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He took a 10-minute nap. That was
Wow.
You told us earlier that you couldn't, you couldn't think of anything that happened that was, you know, that would cause him to not call back. Did he do anything or say anything stupid on the date? That's what he thinks happened.
You know, he was really funny and... like uninhibited.
Okay, but he didn't do or say anything particularly, you know, out of line.
Oh well, other than not calling me back.
Right.
Okay.
What did I do?
That was your mistake. You didn't call her back, Gerard.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, that's,
okay.
I can handle that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So this is weird. Okay. So does that mean you want to go out again, Gerard, and try and remember it this time?
Yes, and I will not be drinking prior to our date.
Okay.
So embarrassing. I'm sorry.
All right. And Kelly, after hearing all this, I mean, is this kind of a turnoff for you? Are you okay with, you know, trying this again sober?
Yeah, I think we should try it again sober. And definitely, just don't get drunk again, because I don't want to go through this again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, right. Absolutely.
Okay, so it looks like it's okay between you two. You obviously have each other's contact information. So, Gerard, you might want to get back to Kelly if you really do want to go out again. And, Kelly, you might meet a whole different guy this time around.
I hope you still like him.
Yes.
Maybe you only like, you know, drunk Gerard.
Right? I've had friends. I only like that drunk version.
Me too. Me too.
Okay, good luck, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We're glad we can help you out, Kelly. You bet. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?